probably a couple. Link that in the wrong chat. That's not a big deal. Okay, so yeah, this is the silly show, and you know, I wasn't gonna begin it with the silly show theme, but why not? I love the silly show theme. Don't you love the silly show theme? I love the silly show.
Working like at all. It's awful.
Oh, well, get better at Image Shack. Oh, shut up. Shut up. You guys are assholes, all right? Just suck my nuts, and I hope you die.
I hope you die, too. In your sleep.
But, oh, God, I didn't mean to link that to her. Oh, well. Lauren G is now going to see. Yeah, I'll play that tonight. Yeah, sure. I guess I'll consider that a request.
Hey, don't forget to play a Fuzog song, by the way.
No, I will not forget to play Fuzog songs. There is an OC remix, a couple of Pony songs that just came out this week to play, as well as something I released with the ever amazing Lauren Goodnight. And I've got a song that isn't about ponies necessarily, but it's called 20% Cooler and it sounds pretty good. And I know you don't like the song, Brian, but suck my nuts, I hope you die.
I also have something very, very special to read for everyone.
You have to read oh no. And I hear yes. And we weren't gonna do fan fiction today.
Well, too damn bad. At least it's only 4 pages long. Double spaced.
Oh boy. Oh boy. You're not gonna link it to the rest of us so we can read along too?
Oh boy.
Yes, Octavia. Oh.
Not to you.
Oh my god.
Did that switch my mic automatically? I don't know.
You might need to go into like the settings and shit, Pete.
I might have to just switch my Skype mic to be this one.
Yeah. And then switch everything up and stuff like that. So four pages double spaced terror is probably the correct phrase to use. I'm gonna turn you guys up because I don't think people can hear you as well as they can hear me.
Well, that's how you want it.
Well, no.
All right, here we go. Now I'm on the good mic.
Oh, you can get closer to that, Pete. Eat it, Pete.
I can hear the high end of your voice now, Pete.
Oh yeah.
Oh, shut up, Chase. I mean, all of you. Okay, so you have a double spaced terror for us to read. But we just linked in the chat room, and I'll link it again, just so you know. This is a picture that Chase drew while I was at his house on Thursday. I was playing Skyrim as a Khajiit, dual-wielding like a badass, and lots of death animations. A female Khajiit. And he decided, he was like, yeah, I'm going to draw a turkey. And I'm like, oh, okay, Chase, draw a turkey.
What he didn't know was that it was going to be merged with over 20 penises.
Did you count them? Actually, let's count them.
No, I estimated.
Let's count them. You get the idea. Let's count the penises. Hey, everyone. Let's play Count the Penises.
So is this like Chase version of the count on Sesame
Street?
See,
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, shit.
Well, there's four in its wings, so you can automatically assume there's
8, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 40, visible dicks. Oh, I forgot the two on its nose. So
the big dangly one in between its legs counts as 5, by the way.
Maybe it's like one of those like count the triangle pictures where like a couple penises together technically make like a new penis, so there's hidden penises.
I think there is hidden penises if you think about it, but oh my god. I'm trying not to think about it at this point. Oh my god. Dude, that is the stuff of nightmares. As I've said before, Chase, you were like Lovecraft except with dicks.
Yes, penises.
Oh god.
The listen PLS thing doesn't work for you? Okay, do you have Windows? If you have Windows Media Player, grab that link.pls thing and like go to file play URL and put that in there. Like copy the link and put it in there. Hey, great and powerful Chalupa. Welcome to the silly show. You're not late. Funny, I only counted 46, 36. Well, you're not. You're missing the ones that are behind it and like so many dicks. Okay. So Dick Turkey is in the new Dickmon series. Dickymon. gotta dick them all.
So, you know, true to form, not even 10 minutes into the show, there's been copious amounts of ponies and dicks.
Yeah, there actually hasn't been that much pony yet, surprisingly. But that'll change, I'm sure. Hooves flying Pegasi. So I am, Paula, can you have a hug from Cyril's co-host? Which Cyril's co-hosts? Oh, from all of them? Aperture wants you to hug him.
Fuck no.
Oh, well, Brian's a douchebag, so that's cool. Chase will hug any... Actually, Bob, you know who Aperture is. You give him a hug.
No, it's gotta be Chase, because Chase is like a big squishy teddy bear.
That's true. Chase, can you give Aperture a hug?
Yes.
You're in the chat room. Do it up. Oh, yeah, you just... I was expecting you to do the slash me thing, but no, instead you're just like, I hug Aperture. Which is fit. Shut up, Marshall. Shit. Oh, God, my chat room's... But no wonder I got kicked off because of my chat room. My chat room's a bunch of dicks.
Dude, that's what I was saying last episode. I was just like... I was looking at what was going on in the chat room, and I was like, Connor, everything makes sense now.
Huh. Oh, well. Hi, Cyril. Guess who? Fall seasonings. Fall seasonings. Fall silently. Alright, so, let's see. Now that I've done playing Guess the Guessing Game, let's move on to our newest section called...
Oh my god! No, sorry. Aperture is taking it upon himself to give me a hand job. So, this is, nice.
Well, aren't you RPing as Durky, so that could... That doesn't necessarily mean he's giving you a hint. He could be giving you, like, a back feather job, for all we know.
Is this, like, the spiritual successor to Dick L?
I guess so. As I said, I think it's a new entry in the Dickymon series.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? Bob, what are you sorry about?
I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I can do anything. I'm fucking fucked day. You know how I said I was hype earlier?
Yes.
I mean, not anymore.
Well, alright. So I am going to play the first song of the night. And since to see how long I can stave off extreme ponyisms, I'm going to play The Planet Is Dead by Necrofrog from...
Thank you.
This is by Fuzog's Find a Pet Candy Mix. Things are still silly.
Dicks. The show makes my dick rock hard.
Yeah, fucking rock hard. And
on that dick spots many more dicks and they all get harder.
Chase, you're going to have to find another thing, Image Sack. It actually made somebody's internet crash to the point where they can't listen to this show anymore.
I think it's the 36 dicks, but yes, I shall find a different image.
Over the break, we decided that Chase is ruler of the dick kingdom.
Yes, and Pete is ruler of the play games while on my show so he can't sound good kingdom.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Connor. Chase's kingdom has more of a ring to it.
But it's also not...
Also, I'm not in the game right now. We're in the lobby, so fuck you, bitch.
Oh, shut up, Pete. Doesn't matter. You're still playing the goddamn game.
Yeah, but you know, this show and time and time and show and other people aren't always around at midnight.
Yeah, use Imgur. IMGR, whatever the fuck that thing is. Okay. So
David had like fucking Linkstorm 2012 already in the chat today.
I know his website.
He's working against Dick the Linkstorm has returned.
Dick seasoning. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, no, when he didn't work, there was like no links at all. Today he just started. He got on one website and he just started posting.
I got up the other morning. I logged into Skype and I just see a bunch of links periodically posted from David throughout the day with no responses to whatsoever. And I'm just thinking, dear God, it's back.
It's back. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Even though we're still at the end of 2011, he had Linkstorm 2012 already.
Oh my God. So let's see.
What's up with all the like award show stuff and the?
It's the Academy Awards.
The Academy Awards. What is?
My phone was going off like crazy at work because he was posting all that shit.
Oh my god.
I didn't actually have any input in these subjects. It's something I think David. I think these are all things David solely thought of, but
I think so.
Yeah, but that's been the Academy Awards from the beginning. And why are we talking about a show that isn't our show? Fuck. Overclocked
sucks. After Dark.
Fuck you.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, bitch. God.
That's what I said.
Brian, are you a double agent? Am I gonna have to replace you with new Brian again?
Oh God.
I will.
Well, if it makes you feel better, at the end of OCAD, I said, so join us next time, then I give them the time slot for Cyril Silly Show.
Oh, okay, that does make me feel better. But you're still a double agent, and I hate you. But it's okay. People got to do something.
So you know what I almost did, Chase? I didn't actually do it, but I almost did it, just to finally shut your mouth. Magic Gathering was on sale, and I almost bought it to give it to you so I could finally whip your ass and shut your ass.
Hey, I tried purchasing it, but it said, no, I'm doing Pete a favor. You stay the fuck away from this game. I'm like, God damn it, Steve, you're on sale. I gotta get this game. It's like, no, you go do something else with your life. Pete has enough problems on his goddamn place. It's all right. Just, I wanted to buy the game, and they denied it from me. They denied it so hard.
Yeah. No, I saw it was like $3.99, and I was like, am I too cheap to buy this for $3.99?
What is that, Durky? Oh my god, you actually uploaded that. I had it on my server, but that's cool. Oh yeah, actually, no, that's a good point. Okay, so here we go. Durky just linked something. This is a new section where we... this is like maybe one time only section
where we don't know what the section is about.
But yeah, this is a picture that Chase drew yesterday upon me saying fruit, and apparently,
oh god, why is it like the worst image of a gigantic like banana penis coming to my head?
Well, fortunately, it's not a penis actually.
This drawing is odd.
Did hell freeze over?
I guess so. It is kind of chilly.
It's like a snowy season.
But yeah, so this is
I'm looking through my telescope. The planets are indeed aligned.
I see. All right. So, but here's the thing, chat room. I am curious. You can't see the image. Come on.
Aww.
It's the one Durky posted.
Jeez. Wait, I don't see my own post. Where to go?
Look, I apologize, Autumn Spice, but you just gotta.
So Chase drew this when you said what fruit?
I said yeah. He's like say something first thing that came to me. I was like fruit, and he's like okay, here we go. So here's the question, chat room. This is the question: which do you think would win? If you think it would be the apple, which is the one on the right, if you can't tell, I know it kind of looks like a cherry, but it's an apple. Please, EFR is spying on you. Oh, God. So if you think it's the one on the right, say Apple. And if you think, in capital letters, please, it'd be great. And if you think the one on the left would win the fight, the epic battle between banana and apple, or bananas, like...
Banana with a toothpick versus zombie apple.
Oh, there we go.
I dare someone to post in lowercase just to defy him.
Everybody's doing it in lowercase now, so fuck. See, we got one, two. Okay, I'm going to need to pull up a tally here. See, we got.
I may or may not draw the victor eviscerating the loser.
Oh.
Oh.
It'll probably be slightly lower quality if it happens tonight.
And type in one if you just want me to add dicks everywhere. Actually, that was a bad idea.
Okay, so let's see. We got an actual option.
One,
two, three, four.
It's like, well, welcome to Chase Burger, home of the Chase Burger. Can I take your order? Yes, I'd like a number two and add dicks everywhere, please.
Oh, God! That's a flood of water!
Oh, my God! That's not what I expected at all.
It happened.
He's like, Chase offhandedly said, if you just want me to do dicks, then pick one.
I'm honor bound to draw the zombie apple raping the banana now.
No, the only two people typed one. Oh, three people. Oh, four, five. Oh, shit. Okay, so a lot more people typed one. But anyway, I think everybody thinks the apple won because I see a bunch of apples. No, maybe not. Oh, God. Aperture Flash, you're stuffing the deck, bitch. Oh, fuck. One, two. This is hard. How does 8-Bit X do this every... All right, you know what?
Let's go with the apple.
That apple won.
I don't know. Like, yeah, the apple is already, like, undead anyway, it seems like.
Dude, that banana had a knife, though, if I saw correctly.
It's a toothpick.
Then I can't tell if it's a knife or a pen.
Is it a toothpick? Yeah. All right, well, still, it's an apple, and that's a fucking toothpick, all right? It's going to do some damage.
I don't know, man. Look at that mouth.
So he's fucking hardcore. Yeah, there's going to be, like, apple juice all over the place. I'm going to...
All right, so... Yeah, I guess it looks like the apple won. I see a lot more apples than I do bananas in general, but fuck. Sean Apex thinks the banana should win. Autumn Spice thinks the banana should win. Yeah.
That banana's got like fucking muscle, dude. I don't know.
Oh god. Shit, you know what? I can't tell, so I'm just gonna skip the flip a coin. How's that?
Oh my god, it's so terrible how you're doing
this. Shut up, man! I didn't expect the response or all the ones. And
so, yeah, so I want everybody to vote, and, okay, well, I'm pretty shitty at this, so I'm just gonna flip the coin.
Oh, fuck you.
Exactly how to flip that up.
You know, just shut up. Just,
like that, so,
okay, so Tails is the banana. Okay, so the banana won.
Yeah.
God.
I'm feeling the banana would turn into a zombie, though, so nobody wins.
Well, dude.
Yeah, look, the banana will get bitten by the apple and turn into a zombie itself.
Okay, well, then no one wins, and this was all just an exercise in futility.
Nuke them.
Executive challenge. We don't do the executive challenge here because I'm a noob.
Point taken.
I will kill you so hard. Whoa, what happened to my voice? Shit. Fuck you, Cyril.
Okay, so battle to the end. Who do you think will win, chat, Chase or Connor? Huh? Because I'm going to kick your ass, boy. In this case, it'd be Durky, who is moi.
Yeah. So Durky is Durky, and Cyril is Cyril's. Cyril, that guy. Shut up, Chase. Okay, so over the next song break, you make all those decisions. The next song is... for the New Lunar Republic, this is just the most epic arrangement of this song I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Can you hear me now? Welcome to Cyril's Silly Show, where we spend an inordinate amount of time being serious for some reason.
Tits.
And, tits. Right. That was totally serious. Damn it, I was trying to be serious for once.
He derailed you with tits.
Okay, so what I think I'm going to do from now on is try, before the second hour, to get the theory...
That's the episode title, Tit Derailment.
That'll be the second episode in, like, the space of two episodes that involve tits.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You have to be careful when you invoke the power of the tits. I tried it once, and Connor was like,
Dude, Brian. Yeah, first of all, Pete invoked it. And Brian, you remember what happens when you showed those nice set of tits to David.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He actually showed his nice set of tits to David?
No. That's not.
No, I did not flash my man breast to the David.
No, I casually linked him this topic from Lou Links that was like, yeah, this chick is pretty hot. And, like, I don't know, within, like, the next 10 minutes, he had looked up, like, everything about her and knows everything she's ever done.
Yeah, we're going to try to get the Wizard Saga back soon, by the way. I don't know what's going on with that. He's probably busy with school, honestly, because I'm entering Hell Week. So hopefully we'll see some progress on that soon enough. But yeah, so...
That's not soon enough.
Shut up. Okay, so... Oh, God. All right, so needless to say, All right, so anyway... Basically, what we're going to do now is because I am in a serious mood, ish, kind of, not really. But before I go, the song that you heard was 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcorp, kind of pony related, but not really. It's kind of in the shadows. And the other one was by Mew, a really, really epic version of For the New Lunar Republic. But now we are here with new guest who might be like up for co-host number five. Co-host four. There's four co-hosts. There's five of us. Okay. Or something like that. Fuck. I can't even get on. I'm trying to get to the serious section, but like my brain is just avoiding it. Okay.
Your brain is like, I don't want to be serious. Don't take me back there.
But we have to. We have to for a moment. We have to for a moment. Okay. So but here we have Mr. Crayola Brony. Hello. Say hello.
Hello.
That was oddly sexual. Okay. But so I hope I'm not wrecking you. He wrote this interesting political type piece. He showed me and I was like, and he was like, hey, if you haven't anything for a serious section, I was like, hey, you know, I never know what to do for a serious section.
Because
I'm not very serious. So,
dude, oh my god, that's scary, dude. He has the same last name as my stepdad.
Mullins?
Yes.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that on air. Fuck.
Yeah, I was like, don't say that on air. Like, in my head, I was like, don't run out of
I'll edit it out of the podcast.
You're silly show where anonymity gets fucked in the ass.
Was that? Did you want to remain anonymous? That's not how we roll.
Okay, Carl Jones, you'll remain anonymous on this show. It's all right.
Okay, but fuck. Okay, look, we're getting to our second hour. I want to enter the second hour, just real little bit serious, and then we'll blap it back out. So here we go.
Take charge, brother. It's on you.
So Neil.
It's on you. Can I keep interrupting?
Okay. So basically, you have a rant prepared. Go ahead, give it to us. We will not say anything at all to interrupt it. Don't co-host, right. Seriously.
Thank you. So as a disclaimer, just so we're all clear and on the same page, this will take a little while. The opinions expressed here are solely my own. Though I do mention one specific party early on in this note, it does not mean I am with the other side by default. For the record, I am registered as declined to state, which is legal speak for independent. I wish to be self-determinant of my own political views and values. As such, I may not make very clear or specific points and arguments. Some of them may be large generalizations and or oversimplifications, because they are not yet concrete. I don't know if they ever will be, either. But I know that at least I have the freedom from party to think about them. Finally, I live in Orange County, California, also known as the Orange Curtain. I am surrounded here by a majority of conservatives, many of whom seem to be rather closed-minded, but a few of them are at least willing to speak civilly about things. I could keep talking on past this rant for several hours on end, so this note is nowhere near a complete statement. It's just a piece or section of how I think and or feel about things at this time. It's a zeitgeist, as it were. Anyways, Republicans say they stand for individual responsibility. You want individual responsibility? Fine. I want to be responsible for the good of our entire country. I don't care how overwhelming it is, or how many people may reject me for the idea. I love my country that much. And I won't just idly stand by to watch it fall to pieces and then complain about it along the way. And yes, for the record, I'm fine with limited government. But I also want to support it by pruning it, not abolishing it. Pruning allows for the cutting off of unnecessary branches and the growth and strengthening of others. And there are times when government is indeed necessary to protect the people, not just by military means, but through providing for their well-being as well. Have you ever, ever seen corporate or private America consistently give to those in need through their mountainous profits? Yes, some do consistently give, I know. Although they may give here and there, or through philanthropic organizations, or even to their own churches, many, though not all, of which grow fat and do not pay it forward as much as we'd like to think they do. The banks and megacorporations of America were bailed out so that they would hopefully reinvest in the American economy. But did they? No! They went to Asia, where the big money was, where the cheap labor was, where all those terrifying taxes could not reach. And some haven't even bothered to reinvest in anything at all. They sit on their gargantuan piles of money waiting for the economy that they're supposed to be an active part of to revive itself when they could be the ones to do it. I do agree that, in some cases, yes, there is too much regulation and that we should back off a bit. But laissez-faire doesn't mean eyes off as well as hands off. We all suffer for the mistakes we made well over a decade ago, whether through being overregulated, underregulated, or just through plain neglect and ignorance, we reap what we sow. And now, we must eat what we have reaped. If it is more civil unrest, more persecution of those in faith, or those who are here illegally, or those who love differently, more war, hellacious war, or more successful terrorist attacks, for us to finally look past the ends of our own noses at each other, then so be it. But we must unite somehow, whether through hellfire or through peaceful smiles. Else we all face our own ruin and destruction. Which would you rather have? Personally, I'd rather have the latter. I weep for my countrymen who have become so deadlocked against each other over a matter of internal opinions and not even because of some foreign threat. I wish to see them live as men who embrace each other in freedom and civility, not in conflict and darkness. And to that end, I will reject labeling, reject taking sides, reject all malicious thought to the best of my abilities, and extend my hand in friendship and kindness. I will force myself to love those who I am dispositioned to hate, even the aforementioned Orange County conservatives I live amongst, because of differences, and thus overcome my hate. For I have been loved much by the one who does not exist in visible form, but who came down to love me for more than just whatever good qualities I may have acquired over time, but to love all of me. I choose to love as I have been loved. And I may very well fail in such an endeavor multiple times. I may get hurt or burned by others, probably right after this rant, I'm sure, because it is the silly show. But I cannot afford to hate, lest it consume me, and I become the very thing I strive to stay away from. Ed Ray.
Yeah. So that was the
Yeah. Yeah. No. Definitely. Yeah.
I don't really have anything to add to that. I mean, I'm normally pretty opinionated, but you pretty echoed like a lot of things I think about. So I mean, I really don't have anything else to say.
Ray Helleboni for president.
Yeah, right, dude. That was a very...
I will say that it was very well... You could tell it was very well thought out, and you just were very passionate about it.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. You feel free to disagree with me, feel free to... Let's get back into the silliness. Come on.
Okay, yeah, so...
All right, so we need to talk about...
Dicks.
More dicks. Lots of dicks inside the dicks.
Get me some George Carlin. So, oh, wait, he's dead.
George Carlin, yes.
It was funny.
So, by the way, I just wanted to let you know, I hit 23 listeners. Oh, I was holding that into the whole speech. 23 listeners.
So we know when Connor goes above 20 listeners, he's turned into a giddy, giggling Mickey Mouse.
Okay, we're good. We're good.
All right, so we need to talk about how Tommy Pickles got a blowjob from a lizard on Rugrats.
What?
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 Dude, I'm not fucking making this up. Look at this shit.
Link it!
Link.
I need this
right
link.
Right there. Load it up.
Oh, God. All right, here, everybody, pony, whatever. Here's a naughty scene from Rugrats. Oh, my God. I'm loading it up. Load it up. That was fast. Oh, wow. All right, so, yes. So here we are. I'm going to watch this video. You're welcome to watch along, but, yes. Also, whoever's typing like a Titanic, careful.
Oops, I'm sorry.
It's your mom!
Oh, God.
It turned out my light.
Oh, that's...
What are you kids doing?
Oh, I've seen this scene. I never even thought about the implications.
As you can see, he hides the lizard by putting it in the front part of his diaper and then makes fucked up orgasmic faces.
Wow.
My life is ruined.
You guys just spoiled it for me, but why do I need spoiling? Jeez.
Oh, my God. That's not something I... Anyway, so yeah, I damn it, Brian! I don't know if, okay, look, I need to pee now. So listen to this awesome parody of Raiden by Chameleonaire that I did with Lauren G and Goodnight and Mike the Microphone called Flying Derby, and I will return and we will return to the silliness that's not weird and creepy. God damn it, Brian.
Yo, this is a thing. They call her Ditsy Doo, not Derby Hooves. Her name is Ditsy Doo. Her name is Ditsy Doo. Don't like it? Then fuck you.
They see her flying, they hating, they try to put her down when she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know she's flying derpy. She has a strong mind, though cross-eyed. Still they put her down because she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. They see her flying derpy. You know she's flying derpy.
Y'all ponies don't know me. Laugh when I fly into a tree. Check it with my ocular disease, assuming some low fucking pedigree. Green. When I'm flying, you know I ain't lying. Travel with the doctor, screwing time. And never once did you catch me crying. Just getting straight on all the traitor signs. I've been legit up and down the shit. All my love goes out to my two babies. It's fucked when you're getting credulous about feelings and all the earth ponies know to hate me. If I got my innocence, how can you get my dissonance? My bubble butt luminous is muscling straight eye consciousness. What it do? Make it taunt so evanescent.
Evanescent.
Discrimination like no other. Only hunker bronies are my brothers. Everywhere where they're stuck up druthers can suck on my wings and make them harder. I'm beyond OG. That's simple. Never asked to be so off level. But now that I'm here, you better lay still, or you get hit with a safe and an anvil. Welcome to Ponyville.
They see her flying, they hating. They try to put her down when she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You don't know she's flying derpy. She has a strong mind, though cross-eyed. Still they put her down because she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. They see her flying. Gotta know she's flying derpy.
I've been making muffins, stuffing letters in your box like nothing, bluffing. Going across side every time I try to fly, dropping random shit on your head as I soar through the sky. I'm derping, straight looking in your chicken coop, just perking up when I hear y'all singing. It's ringing loud and clear in my head, and you know I'm bringing math skills when I go bomb for apples. So I'm up a face when I'm dealing with assholes. Make a frown hard, cause I'm always causing hassles when I'm flying in the sky and crashing at the castle. And I hear y'all laughing cause you think I'm crazy, with my eyes going cross like I'm in a daze. But when you turn yourself around, then you'll be amazed. I hear my muffin tell me set the place to blaze. And you know I'll be the one always working hard, the most dedicated pony that you've seen before. I got a kid at home, you know I got to feed her. Don't let the look in my eyes ever deceive you. I'm a queen, a bee in a higher stand. It's gonna blow your mind, leave no room for banter. Every pony take a look, I set the pace they can't. I'm a fly filly best around, you know it can't hurt.
They see her flying, they hating. They try to put her down when she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You don't know she's flying derpy. She has a strong mind, though cross-eyed. Still they put her down because she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. You know that she's flying derpy. They see her flying derpy. Gotta know she's flying derpy.
Ah! whoa, guys, we're back on. Oh, whoa, whoa. Sorry.
All right, so that's enough for orgy for the day.
Congratulations, chat. You were just part of the first ever Mike orgy.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to be a part of that. I mean, make it longer.
What? Make it longer.
No. Just no, Cherry. Why did you... I love... Chase, I'm sorry, but the way you spell sometimes just makes me laugh really hard.
Thank you.
Because you spelled it Cherry like a chair you sit in.
And I get it.
It just makes me laugh really hard.
Are we suddenly harking back to Peewee's Playhouse?
Oh, God. Cherry.
I think his mom was in my restaurant tonight.
Serious?
Yeah, serious.
Dang.
My old roommate actually sold a phone to Pee-wee Herman because Pee-wee Herman lives here.
Yeah.
But he still live there?
He actually, fun fact, he actually used to work for my current boss like years ago before he was like still going to school here.
Huh. Weird. I don't know why I find that so weird.
I believe his mom was in tonight. I'm not, I don't remember though.
Anyway, folks, I need another. Yes, see you tomorrow, R Dubs. Sorry I couldn't help you out. I will help you out tomorrow though, when I get on. All right. I know, I remember the question you asked. Okay. But on to different subjects. Okay, so chat room, freaking request me things because I'm out of songs to play and I know I need song breaks. So what are people, I have a request. Oh, well, way to preempt me.
You can grab my bag, Grab Bag. Yeah.
Who is Grab Bag? What is this? Scootaloo's Penis Adventure?
That was, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
I was looking through the Klopfic archive. That honestly.
No part of that is anything I even want to hear. I was looking through the Klopfic archive.
Yeah, I just woke up today, and I'm like, I could go for some good Klop fiction right about now.
Oh, Pete, I, on the other hand, like, am not like surprised at all hearing that coming from Connor. It's just like normal talk, you know. It's just like, oh, I got up and had coffee this morning. That's how I register that when it's coming from Connor.
Actually, I think that one's a little bit too much pony, to be honest.
Yeah, it's. I was reading through this. I'm not gonna read this, and there is a specific reason why I didn't find it terribly funny myself. And it was it too fully. I just couldn't do it. So we're not going to read it. Sorry. Have a good night. Have a good night, Jake.
Have a good night.
So we're not going to read Scootaloo's Penis Adventure. I'm terribly sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there are lines that I just personally will not cross. And I didn't read a lot of it. I just skimmed through. I figured out what it was about because I was dumpster diving earlier to see if there was a fan fiction I wanted to read on the Silly Show tonight. And I was just like, eh, you know what? I am not going to preggity. No. No, I have not.
There were a few great contestants too, but...
There were. I was trying to feel Wright's Rarity like a pro. I'm not looking for accuracy. I just look for funny, man. Like, oh, that reminds me. By the way, Naruto Revelations, that actually got pulled down from frickin' fanfiction.net. I shit you not.
You know a fanfiction is bad if it gets pulled from fanfiction.net.
Like, I'm going to grab... Okay, this used to work. This link used to work, I promise you. I would not steer you wrong. This link used to work, and now it doesn't.
Well, you know, he had a comment on the top of his page before that was like, "Stop taking down my damn stories," because he was like, "They're really good," and I am so fucking pissed right now. Like,
I'm fucking pissed. Boy.
There you have it. He's fucking pissed.
That's true. He did say that. He did say that. He was fucking pissed. for the people who just left. Yeah, see, exactly. Story not found. That's exactly what it is. It was pulled down from fanfiction.net.
Wow. That's
it. I can't believe it. I've never seen that happen. Even my crappy Chrono Trigger story didn't get pulled down from
which we're totally going to read sometime and tear you a new asshole.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, but I'm looking it up right now, Connor. You don't even know.
Yeah, you're not going to find it. And if you do find it, I'm probably going to shit myself. Read this. God, why did you grab that? Oh my God. Why is this an image file? Why is it in second person? Mistress Rarity. Oh, that's good. Wordlessly obliged. Open your mouth, darling.
More ponies.
I don't not want to read this. But I don't know. I'm not feeling very fanfiction-y tonight. I don't know, man. I don't really want to read a fanfiction tonight. But trust me, next week there will be fanfiction. There will be fanfiction to be had. So yeah.
What other type of a crazy thing can we do, Connor?
Well, there's a lot of crazy things we can do. We can say crazy words, do crazy things.
All right, so we don't know what to do. Bust out the drabble maker.
Oh, shit. That.
I add dicks everywhere, even if it doesn't make sense.
That'll work. All right, so what we're doing, drabble
names,
make.
Adjectives, actions, everything.
Actually, where is the drabble-matic?
Just search drabble-matic.
Wow.
Yes, let me Google that for you.
Oh, no, I found it. Okay, so, all right, here we go.
You never guess, guys. I searched drabble-matic, and it was the first result.
Shut up! Wow. Just shut up. Look. Just,
I guess you were feeling really lucky.
Dude, I
tonight.
Guess you're not just like bad at your show. You're just bad at internet in general. And since your show is part of the internet, you're bad at that too, by default.
Brian, just shut your face. Just shut up, okay? Just shut up. Okay, so.
Go fuck you.
Chat room.
I'm thinking.
Chat room.
Don't mind me throwing 10 cents in.
Chat room. Here's the thing. I'm curious. Should we need it? We need a protagonist name. Should it be male or female protagonist? Also, we need a love interest, male or female. We need a bunch of adjectives. So, yeah. You know, so, give me a protagonist's name.
The typical default for most of our listeners would be to ship a female protagonist with a female love interest.
Okay, that'll work. So, we need two female names. Give them. Lexi ships with Colgate. Cow, one of the characters.
I don't know. Most female. Of our fan base is obsessed with little girls' cartoons. So
I don't know who Cow is, but people want Cow there for some reason. Use App as a protagonist. Use Cow. Aperture. All right. Well, Lexi ships with Colgate. All right. So I'm going to use. I don't know who Cow is, but so I guess I'll use female Aperture as a love interest with
Aperture.
Cow as the protagonist. That'll work. It's not. I don't know if it's pony stuff or not. We'll figure that out. Okay. So, and here's how we're gonna figure it out. I don't have a song to play.
La Fonda.
So here, you know, I don't have a proper thing to play. So we're gonna play something that I wrote for the Toast Beard.
Oh God.
Because I didn't have a performance section, so I feel like it makes up for it. It's called Olden Days, and I'm gonna play it. And you're going to like it, or not, probably not. And while I'm thinking of it, I need adjectives.
Well, one more thing before you start playing that.
Up.
Napoleon, just because I look at hot girls on the internet, I talk to them all day.
Napoleon Dynamite, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Well, let me tell you about the good old days. About the good old days where ponies had to go uphill both ways to get any work done and have some time for fun. I'd be lying if I said no one complained. The stoats still tried their best to get laid. The work got done and we still had time for fun. That's what it was like in the good old days. Good enough Philly in another town. The mail system felt like it was run by cows.
to catch yourself around and your hooves on the ground. Your whippersnappers better listen to me and never suffer in the ever free to keep yourself around and your hooves on the ground. Yeah, that's what I'm like in the good old. What's there not to the old folks sitting about praising the olden days with hoarse shouts are off by a mile. Maybe they're just senile. Maybe then there wasn't the problems now, but we can still make it out somehow. You can't see for miles, maybe we'll all be seen now. Then we'll all sit around and we'll pipe a good old.
Laughing okay. At the butterflies.
And smoking ring? Wait.
No, we gotta read.
Can
Jason's
we safely
first.
Say
that? Okay, wait.
The no, dick. We gotta come back with this is what happens when Chase uses Drabblematic.
Well, we're back, yes. So that'll work. Yes.
Anyway, listeners, this is what happens when Chase gets a hold of Drabblematic. Dick Prince.
I think we can safely say that due to Chase, E has now been replaced by that word as the most common letter of the alphabet.
Yes, I think so. D is now Dick. If you say A, B, C,
D as an egg would be replaced.
Oh, really? So A, B, C, D, I, X, I, C, K. A, B, C, D, I, C, K. Wait, what?
Are you drunk?
No, actually. Okay, so... You have to read louder. You, like, get closer to your mic or something, dude.
Okay, why don't you read it?
Okay, fine. So this is if Chase getting a hold of Drabblematic. The Dick Prince. Dick Nizio is walking through the Dick Meadow, laughing at butterflies flitting around her head, while she spied a dick, little dick, lying under a tree. Dick Nizio skipped over to see the deer thing and was dick to find that he was hurt. A dick had pierced his dick, little dick, and he whispered dick in the pain. My dick little friend, Dick Nizio said, let me help you. She took out her Leatherman multi-purpose tool and pulled out the dick as she could. The dick cried out and Dick Nizio's heart ached and the dick's popping out of dicks and dicks. You'll be all right, Dick Nizio whispered. I'll take care of you. I'll call you Dong and you can live with me forever. Scooping Dong up in her arms, Dick Nizio carried him home and made a bed for him beside her own. For 7 days and seven nights, Dick Nizio nursed Dong and cleaned his dick and feeding him Dick Brand Dick Chow.
Brand Dick Chow. That is a contender for episode title.
On the eighth night, Dong climbed into bed with Dick Nizio. He borrowed under the covers and Dick needs.
That's a whole sentence of dick.
I feel like this is the end to my dick jokes.
Okay, chat room, this is what I'm attempting to read. He burrowed under the covers and Dick...
This is like the masterpiece before quitting.
I know. He burrowed under the covers and Dick Nizio's dick. It made Dick Nizio giggle and she cuddled as close to Dong, stroking his dick and singing dick to him.
Oh my god! The second part. Holy shit!
They continued that way for a long time. Every day, Dick Nietzsche hurried home so she could curl up with Dong. It gave her a dick feeling whenever Dong dick her dick.
This part, oh boy, we got the crack.
This part coming up made me spit out my fucking soda.
And one night, Dong looked up at Dick Nietzsche and said, "If you kiss me, I will become a dick prince." Dick Nietzsche screamed, "Dick." She was so surprised. How could a dick talk? She must have dropped off and dreamed it. "You're not dreaming," Dong said. "Kiss me." "Don't tell anyone I screamed like that," Dick Nietzsche said. Kissed Dong on his dick. The air swirled, and suddenly there stood a dick prince with a crown and everything. "I'm Prince Dong. I was cursed. It's a long story." "Is it really you?" Dick Nietzsche said. "See?" Dong said, and shows Dick Nietzsche the scar from the dick on his dick. Then he kissed Dick Nietzsche, and they tumbled dick, and they did a lot of very dick things, some of them involving a dick, which is an actual creature. "I love you," Dong said, and they were done. Dick Nietzsche clasped him close, and they lived together happily ever after on all Prince Treasure Dong had stashed away. And if Dong didn't know about Dick Nietzsche's visits to Dick Sanctuary, well, then it wouldn't hurt him.
Oh my god.
Wow, this is like Prince with, well...
Who knew putting dick in almost every single category into this Drabble Maker would make such a crazy story?
I did not expect that at all, especially some of the sentences.
That was the chastiest thing I've ever
read. I'm going to
make a fan art of that.
Make a fan art of the dick prince, Chase.
I'm going to make a comic panel for that whole fucking thing.
That's a new word, chastiest.
Chastiest.
That's the chastiest.
Okay.
Go fall asleep in the corner.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. All right, so I'm out of songs to play still.
Of, like, everything, like, every fiber of your being was, like, just brought together to create the story of Dick.
It was like
your masterpiece before, like, you know, you commit suicide or something.
Yes.
I was gonna say retired, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, wow. No, it's like, no. That's, why do we have to go so dark with that?
Right?
I mean, holy hell.
I have a feeling they wouldn't have trouble figuring out why I killed myself. Well, this guy, he obviously has some problems. I mean, look how many times he says dick in this paragraph. It's 47 times.
He's been so consumed by dicks his whole life.
I think I read someone said in there.
He finally dicked himself out into the grave, where he was buried, where he's buried with all his dicks. Into the dick paradise of the heavens.
I am at a loss, folks. I am at an honest-to-God loss for what to do after that. Hey, so, yes?
I got a song idea for you. You got Freakin' FCC by Family Guy?
No.
Dang it.
That is a good song, but no.
Especially with the ding-a-ling.
Here, look. I have the song that Fluttershy uses when she's a model. Where the fucking... No, I want you to be in there. Wait.
It's not a song. That's just like background sounds.
Oh, but
who said I hope I don't dream tonight?
Okay, look. Instead, wooden toaster. Oh, why isn't this working? You son of a bitch.
You're just doing it shitty because you're bad at things.
Like it's not working. Why is my program not working? I am pissed, actually, at this point. Okay, let's just play this song real quick. Okay, I'll be right back.
Goodbye. Good.
one of the Doug movie, actually.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. It was so good. He just starts off, like, just on the floor.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Cyril's Silly Show, we were talking about stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't... Yeah.
But, okay, ponies. I am sorry. Like, I am off my game tonight. I'm sick. I'm still a little bit sick. Just recovering. But, not the first time it's happened. It is not the first time it's happened. Man, yeah.
I think the real question is, who's asleep at the censor board to allow a scene where a baby gets an orgasm from a lizard?
I honestly could not tell you.
No, that's not flying under the radar. That's, like, shitting it on top of the radar.
Sir, the radar. It appears to be jammed.
God damn it.
God, I don't think God has anything to do with this.
Only one person would dare use raspberry against me. Lone Star.
Oh my God. Wait, oh, Homestar Runner. Oh my God.
Wow. That's an old man.
I don't know what to do anymore. Oh my God. So, yeah, okay, so Beyonder Tomb. I will play that next. Sorry. Right. I'm terribly sorry. I missed those fucking requests. I really am.
I'll drop them, like.
So Cyril has no adequate plan for a stab at a grand, but he grabs what he can, just... and he does what he must, but he pursues what he lusts, because it's true that he just chooses a few that he trusts.
I guess September 2. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll just make it Mike the Microphone Hour or something.
Brian Silly Show.
Yeah, Brian. Brian, save me.
I got nothing, dude. I talked about, like, baby lizard rape, and that's all.
Damn
I got.
I can't believe we weren't able to make this through without a fan fiction. What about the other Drabble story that I exited it out of like a douchebag? Oops.
Yeah, well, Chase kind of dicked that one out of
me. Yeah, I don't think we could match up to that. Play Obsolete. I don't have that one. All right. I'm going to play Beyond Her Tomb because it's an amazing song, and I'm going to try to brainstorm to figure out what the fuck to talk about.
You can't pass, but it's not quite there. Got Mike on the mic, he wrecked the scene, got lulls back in the track, war machine causing havoc and chaos, yet come to try and stop it when you see just who you're messing with. These boys are repping 2010. We got Glaze on the track to get this party started. The living truth show we mix, and he's gonna put his heart into what he's making, so step back, we about to share.
You can't pass, but it's not quite there.
Yeah, carry top, go beyond the garden and be the queen. You know that you're destined to be. You gotta follow your heart. Now that's start to be serene. You're glowing and showing the world you're some pony. The people should know it. You gotta beat the heat. These haters coming hard, ready to break down your armies and go shatter your walls. But you know inside you're not a typical girl. You're gonna show us, let your story unfurl.
You try your best, but it's not quite there. You could goof and say it's just not fair. A simple man living simple dreams. A room where that's not quite as it seems.
You're gonna rattle, shake, and bring the heat. You show the haters when you sweep them right off their feet. You're gonna cast out your light, cover them in your glow. The world is now your garden, give them love to grow. You're mother nature, the hatred nailed you on the cross. It's a loss to me, the cost to be a beacon in the dark. You see, is your lies, but you know inside, well there you're blind. They're never ever gonna manage to put out your light. So carry top, spread your wings and take to the sky. You're gonna rise in time, they'll hurt you but you never die. Like a phoenix rise again when they strike you down. You change the ground, turn all the world upside down. The second coming has begun, the deed is done. The haters looking at you shaking cause they're all about to run. But then you hold out your hook and show them gentle smiles. It's worthwhile, they feel the hatred, leave you banished the vile.
You try your best but it's not quite there. You could goof and say it's just not fair. A simple man living simple dreams. A rumor that's not quite as it seems.
6 months have passed and every pony knows your name, they know that name, and they all know the claims about her. Carrot Top ain't a normal filly at all. She's a star in the sky, and it's why the other pony's gonna try to drag her down. But you know you gotta try and go to stand your ground, cause if you don't, the world will crumble right at your feet. Now go beyond your garden, girl, and try to beat the heat.
Go beyond this, you're a loser. Time to fall in, keep your friends close. Now we're traveling to the cosmos and describe you. Go beyond this, you're a loser. Time to fall in, keep your friends close. Now we're traveling to the cosmos and describe you. Brighter than the night sunset. Can't mistake your silhouette. Not a sound, no voice nearby. Your mane illuminates this gloomy sky.
The other ponies come and try to take your butcher. Your friends are by your side, they are what makes you so young. You stand up tall and you just give in. You never think about yourself, you
selfless woman within. And then they tie you up and they set you ablaze through smoke and haze. You only see the brighter days are coming. So even though you got these still in their hearts, and they'll always have a piece of you, you left them your guardian.
You're dead, you'll be homeless. You're a loser, tons of homeless. Keep your friends close, they will drown you to the cosmos and describe you. You're dead, you'll be homeless. You're a loser, tons of homeless. Keep your friends close, they will drown you to the cosmos and describe you.
All right, so we have an idea. All right, everybody. All right, everybody in the chat room. You are listening to me right now. Everybody, grab your D20s, because we're going to play some D&D. Chase, the scenario.
Okay, so we're a group of 23 people, and we've been hired by the local village to go slay an orcish warband. But we don't know where it's located, so we need to break up into three groups. However, these three groups will have to... I'm lost. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Dude, you're
on a roll.
No, dude, you were on a roll. Come on.
Okay, so one will head to the mountains, one will head to the forest, and the other one will head into a mysterious cave, which most likely houses it all, but we're all stupid, so let's ignore that. All right, so technically 12 people now are going to go into this cave, and we're going to roll to see who survives. Now, who's the first 12 to go into this cave?
19.
19.
So they actually may have sex, give birth to babies, and more people come out of the cave than went in. That's how that
works. Oh, God. What if he rolled a 20?
Oh, dude, natural 20. Holy crap.
They all ascend to godlihood. I don't know.
They all ascend to godlihood.
But they roll a D12, goddammit.
Roll a D12.
Yeah, because that's how many people went to the cave.
Oh, God.
Dice.
Oh, God, dice.
God.
Four off of a D12.
I gotta find my D12.
Unfortunately, let's see. Autumn, damn you. Obtuse, one trick. Grab bag, desperado, and a couple others did not make it out of the cave.
What did you have to roll to make it out?
Actually, no, we're just rolling to see how many people made it out.
Okay, so now, chat room, for the next roll, you roll. All right. So, what happened? Sorry. Oh, one trick died. Good. Yes.
One trick died. Good.
It's not good. I didn't really mean it. Okay, Valron rolled a 17. So, I don't know what that relates to.
How many times he was able to... my mind keeps circling back to dicks. This is horrible. I'm like, how many times have you managed to jerk off in the core of a friend's head to stop by a troll? I don't know.
It's a gift and a curse.
Certainly, though, we could say that you have to roll above a 15 for to survive the cave dwellingness.
The cave dwellingness. All right, so everyone, if you rolled a 15 or lower, you are now dead because of the dick ground dicks. It's simple enough.
Ground dicks.
Shoot from the ground and into your ass and out your brains. It's
Kelvin Menzel. I am getting all sorts of new.
What cave are we in again?
Cave of Mighty. Shut the fuck up, Pete. I was kidding. I'm poking the bear. Guess what I'm poking it with? Because it's
Chase, is this like the cave of penises, which is like the
penis case?
Chase,
poking me with the penis case. Gonna have a bad time. All right.
So Chase, is this like the cave of penises, which is kind of like the cave of wonders from Aladdin, but it's just like a giant dick that talks?
Huh? Cave of this. Wonders.
This is the cave.
Get up this bozo.
That was actually a pretty good Diego impression.
Because I don't like Chase. I don't like it.
Let me just tell you, Pete. Semen is hard to get out of your fur, okay? So you don't want...
Whoa.
Fox poking you.
Hey. When Oh, wait, okay, never mind. I was going to say.
It's like I go in the woods and jerk off on bears or anything, but you know.
You know, if you had fur armor, I could get that, but if... I'm like,
well, no, at first I was like, well, okay, when did I get fur? Because I was like...
All right, Pete, roll the dice.
But I said poking the bear, so Pete, you're just...
Put dice on them. We need to roll to see where this goes.
Oh, okay. Should I roll the 20? I'll roll the 20. All right, I got a 20 right here.
Yeah, how much we got at D100?
So I rolled a 5?
Okay, so I miss, and I hit the squirrel next to you. He goes off and gets a squirrel friend. I have 5 minutes to think of something else to do before he comes back.
5 minutes? Goddamn, that's...
And then it's going to be me versus a bear Pete and an army of squirrels, so...
I gotta roll. Aperture, like, send his ground dicks after me, so I have to, I have to roll and respond. Are we really doing this? Oh my god.
Yes, we are.
What did we degrade into? Oh god.
We just degraded into...
Like, this joke has gone so far that it's become indistinguishable from actually doing it.
It's part of the show, you know?
I rolled it.
Hey. We're committed.
Wait. Oh, right? That was a D12. Okay, oh, I rolled a 10. Oh, shit, I'm raped. Oh, God, I'm being raped. Level 1 is a fire devotion feat. Bear-a-pete or Bear-pete? I cast magic missile. So, Balfourism's casting magic missile. Okay, so grab your D4, Balfourism, and do us damage. Oh, God.
I don't feel like the villagers are looking at this cave entrance, and it's just lighting up, and you're hearing all these screams coming out of it. It's like, what the hell's going on in there?
Right.
But, let's read Mike.
Nothing, it's just the village geeks with
their... Okay, all right, we're gonna play September by Mike the Microphone.
21st time.
Not that September. Where the
fuck? Oh, dude, that's the only September.
As long as it's not Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Wake me up.
Oh my god. Seriously, why is this not working? This...
What are you trying to do, Connor?
I'm trying to get this damn... Okay, you know what? We're going to play it...
You're supposed to be good at music, Connor.
I know. I don't know why this program is not doing as it's told. Well,
it's obvious that it just... It senses your fear. Because it's a sentient being, and
so
you know, it's a, you know, you have to roll to use magic artifacts, Connor. That's all.
Okay, I'm playing it now.
I can't remember what happened in September. It's gone when it's dark and I'm alone. It's been forever since I could have remembered. Where the hell is every pony? I just want to know the story of what happened right before I became so alone. Thank you.
remembered what happened in September. I'm the one who killed them all. I survived after the fall.
Okay, so the Serial Silly Show has been degraded from talking about dicks and various funny things, including ponies, to talking about 15-year-old anime. Jeez.
Wow, we actually stooped lower than we already
are. Peter, will you go into your dissertation about the Kaioken times four?
Well, yes, actually, Connor, I will. You see, the Kaioken was an ability that King Kai taught to, you know, Goku, and with this ability, he was able to grow in strength by however times the amount that he specified. However, the ability took a serious strain on the body, and therefore he was, like, physically affected by the same amount of, like, power that he gained. So he could only sustain the form for so long before he had to, you know, disengage it, because it would, you know, it would pretty much, you know, just make him, like, fall to his knees in pain, and pretty much just, like, tore his body up from, you know, the inside out. And,
Which begs the question, Pete, if he reaches Super Saiyan 3 and uses Kaioken, can he temporarily be Super Saiyan 9?
Well, you see, Super Saiyan was actually such a higher level of power that he actually didn't need Kaioken anymore as an ability. As soon as he gained Super Saiyan, he phased it out completely.
You're like reformatted Connor Pony Faggot.
That sounded like Cartman giving a lecture.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Well, I am fat, so it qualifies.
Oh, well, hey, if you're proud of it, it's cool.
Oh, I am.
It's like that movie, my big fat Italian co-host.
Okay, big fat Italian co-host.
I didn't know I was in a movie, but
That's all the contender for the show name tonight. My big fat Italian.
All right, so
is actually contending.
I'm gonna vote for that one.
Which one?
Because I said it, and I'm a narcissist too.
Oh, you mean like the way you introduced that Rugrats picture just for the sake of getting an episode title out of it?
Oh, Pete, that is not my.
Okay, so
you're such a silly goose.
You know, we're not reading. So, what was the episode title? I was completely lost in that conversation.
I'm going with my big fat Italian co-host.
My big fat Italian. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I like it. That's what it's gonna be.
You know what's funny is somebody's gonna listen to the whole podcast just to hear where we came up with that, and it's gonna be. It's going to be right at the end of the entire fucking show.
It's perfect. Like, it's beautiful. It's marketing. It's
yes. We just have to tread through to get here.
But yeah, so it is good marketing. I like it. You guys are honored to be my co-host. But speaking of which,
I am honored to be your co-host.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
I'm honored to have you as my co-host. Sorry, I'm all over the place. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna just do the ending stuff now. I'm out of ideas, and
I think 10 minutes to end it. So
Connor, we ran out of ideas like an hour ago.
That's true.
We staged a game of D&D for the.
We staged it as a joke, and then said, "You know what? Fuck it, we're going with it." And then we actually tried to do something like that.
This has got to be one of the better episodes I've been in on. This is awesome.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way, Neil. But by the way, Crayola Brony Neil, thank you for coming on and giving us that very presidential style speech.
You're welcome.
It was very, very inspiring. Chase, thank you for drawing all those pictures and making this dick-tastic as possible.
Over 9,000 penises.
I don't know if I'm going to stream later. It depends on how I feel on like live stream. I don't think I will, but if I do, I'll let you know somehow. Brian, Pete, thanks for sticking by my side for so long.
Cool. That's cool.
Dude, you've been my permanent co-host since inception.
I know. I felt the heat of the gayness and.
Oh, no,
I was wondering if you're going to break out into Whitney Houston right there.
Oh, shut your A2 Crayola Brony A2.
Hey, it's a silly show. What can I say?
On a serious note,
Connor radiates homosexuality, like.
Serious note. I love you, bro. It's all good.
Yeah, you know it's all in good fun.
Does someone listen to me?
Anyway, I want to thank. But yeah, okay. So here's what we're gonna do. Okay. So. So. Thanks. Thanks for Sean and Will. By the way, they're the top because they're the Maz of this. But thank you for letting me have my show on this network. I really appreciate it. Aperture for coming out. I'm glad you could stay till the end of the show. I have to talk to you later. Autumn, damn you. What the hell is that name? Autumn Spice, thank you for coming out, but I don't know what that full name is supposed to be. Autumn, damn you, net. Okay, so, Autumn, sorry your internet sucks. Balfourism, thank you for staying up for 26 out. Thank you for staying up for 26 hours to listen to this show. Is that
you trying to get the horse out of your system so you can compose yourself?
Sure.
Is it a moon out? Are you slowly turning into a pony, Connor?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm done. I'm pony fucked. Like,
whoa.
Pete, before we go, we have to expand on this revelation.
Yeah, wait, what?
Yes.
You're what,
no,
Pete?
I can't fight it anymore.
Oh my god. Wait, do I have heroic epic music to play under this?
Oh god, you blows out of proportion. I'm gonna fucking hate you.
I'm not blowing anything out of proportion, Pete. Now please tell me how much you love ponies, Pete.
He's got his hand on his dick, you know that.
The more you talk, the faster and furiously he'll start stroking his cock. until you get to the final part where you say, I like ponies, and then he's going to, you know, all over his dick.
Anyway.
Anywho. Okay, so I was back at the thanking people who were here. Firecracker, Fantasy Addict, Chase, Durkee, Desperado.
I like how you got to change. You're just like, Chase.
Once again, Creole Brony, thanks for being on. Fantasy Addict for being a cool guy. Cow, I don't know who you are. Lexi for being my childhood friend. Lore Van, I never know who you are. Firecracker is now known as Grab Bag, so Grab Bag. Mibbit, thank you for being on. Obtuse, thanks for listening to the whole show. One Trick, thanks for listening to the whole show again. The Great and Powerful Chalupa, sorry we didn't read Mike X Lulzak Cyril. I'll probably read that at some point elsewhere. Lorvan is your recording name. Oh, my bad. Valron is Lorvan. Gotcha. And Cow is a friend of yours. Okay. And apparently the feuder. And Everfree Radio. Yeah. And I will be doing the pimping now. Everfree Radio is so kind to pimp my show on their podcast, in which they actually interview high profile voice actors from My Little Pony's Friendship is Magic and review the episodes. And they do a damn good job of it. They have much higher production values than this show ever will. So,
not with that attitude, Connor.
are we really about production values here?
No.
We're about silliness, damn it.
Oh,
well, I mean, the show's about dicks and cartoon horses.
Fair enough. Cyril coming at you. What was I talking about? Fuck. There are more pony podcasts. Yeah, there's a lot of pony podcasts, Sean. I think there's like 10. Everfree Radio is the only good one, so that's okay. Everfreeradio.com. Pete, there's an image for you.
As soon as I'm done with the game, I will.
Oh, you'll see it. You'll see it and you'll love it. But, okay, so, but I just, thank you for, listening in again. I promise you I'll be back on my game next week because I'm already recovering from this godforsaken illness, whatever it was. I'll have a performance section. It'll be all jelly. I had 24 listeners at my high tonight, and that makes me really happy. So please go forth and spread the word. 8-Bit X is tomorrow night, the 8-Bit Extravaganza. Before that will be Radio Free Gramer at 7 p.m. Eastern. This channel... 9 p.m. is going to be 8-Bit X, and then MAGFest 10 is coming up in January, same day as BronyCon, so I doubt any of my bronies will care. And, and Thursday is WNES. So, yeah, check those out and have some good time fun, I guess. Yes, this is the lamest way I've ever ended an episode, but you know what? I'm going to make up for it by playing the Pony vs. Pony theme in its entirety.
It's how you end every episode.
Yeah, but I feel... I don't know. I don't know.
It's like a long-winded thank you of everyone who like participated in chat and all your co-hosts and all that.
Yeah. So here's
it's true.
Here's the pony versus pony
ponies
theme.
Ponies and 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 rainbowy ponies and sunshiny ponies and clouds full of ponies that float in the sky. Magical, sparkly, rainbow unicorn ponies. I love all the ponies. Their flesh and their bodies. I chat with my ponies. Hello. On marshmallow phonies. They whinny, they sparkle, and best of all fly. Ponies and ponies and ponies and ponies and forgiveness ponies and happiness ponies. Defenders of cupcakes and shooting star wishes. They shower nice feelings and hugs from the sky. And